Lekuta Sichas Chelik Tezvov, Parsha Vayetze, Sicha Beis. B'shachas and Pasuk v'Parsha Seinu, in connection with the Pasuk in our Parsha Vayikra Eshem HaMokam Ahu, that Yaakov called the name of that place. The place was the Mokam HaMikdash. He was on the Harabayis. He called it Beis Kel, the house of Hashem. Zok the Gemara says about this, Loik Avram Shekosu Bayhar. Not like Avram about whom it says he called that place by the name Har. Shenemer, as it says, Asher Yomer Ayoyim Bahar Hashem Yiroa. By the Akedah, he said the Pasuk, he said, on the mountain of Hashem will be seen. So he called that place the mountain. V'loiki Yitzchak Shekosu Bayisoda, not like by Yitzchak, about which that place is described as Soda, as a field. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basoda, that Yitzchak went out to speak, meaning to daven in the field, and it was talking about that same place. Eloki Yaakov Shekori Bayis, but rather like Yaakov, which is called a home. Shenemar Beikra Hashem Hamakom Ahu Beis Kel, as he called it Beis Kel, the house of Hashem. On the far state in Yeshaya, and that's why it's written in Yeshaya, Beis Elokei Yaakov, the house of the God of Yaakov, Unish Elokei Avram, Ad Elokei Yitzchak. But it doesn't call it the God of Avram or the God of Yitzchak. Why specifically Yaakov? Because Yaakov called it Beis, Bayis. As will be explained, the context of that pasuk. So Mefarshim explained that these three names, which are both all refer to the same place, which are the mountain, the Soda, and Bayis. Mitzayin, the dry Bata Mikdashes, that they relate to the three different Bata Mikdashes that were there. Each one represents another Beis HaMikdash. When the Ribbe said, Dafke the Mikdash HaShlishi Ongerufen Bayis, and that's why Dafke the third one is called the house. Vosweist, if Hakfi is the Gemokam Yushub, a house means a set place, a place which is a set, as a place where you can live, and so on. Nishthar and Sodan, not like a mountain or a field, which is not really a place that you can settle in. Because that is what defines the unique quality of the third Beis HaMikdash. Only that the third Beis HaMikdash will be a building that is fixed and eternal, as opposed to the first one and the second one, which were ultimately destroyed. And that's the reason why Yaakov called it home. While Nachlus Yaakov is Nachlu B'li Mitzarim, because the heritage of Yaakov is a heritage which is infinite. Be a state of Neza in the Parsha, as it says in this Parsha itself, a little earlier, Ufaratzta Yom of Akedah Zavayna Vanegba, that you will spread to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. That Yaakov was meant to spread eternally, infinitely, as opposed to Avram, which only had, and Yitzchak, which only had a limited expansion in Eretz Yisrael. Medafa b'fashtein, but we have to understand b'bald as Dafke Yaakov Karabai is, since it was Dafke Yaakov that called it, that named it a house. Hot l'chayre de inyu from Bayis, mokam Yoshua b'kavu, z'chidaf to'izrikin in the anhoga from Seder Achayim from Yaakov Avinu. It would seem that Yaakov is more connected to the idea of being settled in a fixed place. So you would think that the Yaakov's life would also be expressed in that way, that he was more settled and fixed in a certain place. B'frat b'erach tz'avram b'yitzchak shekara harav esoda. Especially in comparison, if you were to compare Yaakov's life to Avram and Yitzchak's life, Yaakov is called Bayis. He calls it Bayis. So he must be more settled than Avram and Yitzchak, which called it by names which are not as settled. Well, but Peil is other Rabbah, but in fact, we see that it was to the contrary. Dafke by Yaakov and Gefintman Hepeches Yashvas Vakvius. It's Dafke by Yaakov that we find that his life was not settled. Especially in comparison to Avram and Yitzchak, was Ham Gor Groysen Tale from Zayde Yorn Galepim and Uchor Bekvias. Avram and Yitzchak lived a very large part of their lives in a very settled and tranquil way. In one place, Yaakov is called Yomav Given in the Eifim from Gor Baris, whereas as opposed Yaakov on the other hand was for most of his life was living not in his own home, but in a place where he was a stranger. Or as he said, that the days of my life were not good days. First he had to run away from Esav. It itself, the Tchilas Parashenu, as explained in our parsha, the beginning. Vayetzi Yaakov Be'er Sheva, and he had to leave from Be'er Sheva. The Nochzayin Gefinu Zich in Charan, and then the time that he had to spend in Charan, the Evim Lavan Garti, that he lived with Lavan, meaning to say he was there as a guest, not as a citizen. Another expression of not being settled. And then even at the end, when Yaakov wanted to already settle, he came back from Lavan and he wanted to settle down and be able to live in a relaxed way. So then the story of Yosef came up, the disturbing events of Yosef's life, that he was sold and so on. Bizas mezoktas vechi Yaakov is given nor dezibit senyor, until we say that vechi, when did he really live a life that can be called living a life, was only the last 17 years when zei oich zani given me mitzrayim, and even those years were lived not in Eretz Yisrael, not in the place where he wanted to live, but dafke in Mitzrayim, where he was not a, where he was a guest again. So we'll understand this by first explaining the aforementioned pasuk in Yeshaya, about which the Gemara quoted the explanation of the difference of Har Soda and Bayis, that it's called Bayis by Yaakov. V'holchu amim rabim, what's the pasuk there? And many nations, the many nations will go, v'amru l'chuvin ala el har Hashem, come, let us go up to the mountain of Hashem, El Beis Elokei Yaakov, to the home of the God of Yaakov. V'yereinu midrachav, and He will teach us His ways. V'neilcha berachosav, and we will walk on His paths. V'goymer, and so on. As l'chayr is nishmuvim, to understand this pasuk, we have to ask this following question. The pasuk that taka v'gim the Beis Hamikdash Shlishi. The pasuk is taka talking about the third Beis Hamikdash, that the nations will come and they'll flock to it and so on. Was ervet angerufen bias, which is called bias canal, as we mentioned before. Was is aber negeya od diad gosha, as das is base elike Yaakov. It's taka talking about the third Beis Hamikdash, but why is it important to name it the house of elike Yaakov? In dem teichna kozav as v'holcho amim rabim v'amr l'chu enal el har Hashem v'yireinu bedrachav. In the context of people coming there, of the nations coming there to go and follow in the path of Hashem, why is it in this context called the house of Hashem? Euch darfen verstehen, was the pasuk kanal b'holchu amim l'chu v'nal is mesayim et ki. The conclusion of this pasuk is ki mitziyim teitzei teira. And as soon as time, when you say ki mitziyim, because from tziyim will come teira, therefore let us, it's all those things that it said in the pasuk, let's go up to the mountain of Hashem. So number one, in Pashtus, maintenance the pasuk to zogn as the amen vel kumen al beisel ke Yaakov echdezich megayer zayin. The pasuk is not talking about the nations of the world coming there in order to convert to Yiddishkeit. When learning Torah with Dvar Hashem and to study Torah and the word of Hashem, he says zayich vashtanik from them hemshel because of shel achrize, as can be understood from the continuation of those psukim, that he will. Where it says over there, the continuation is that Mashiach will judge the nations and they will beat their swords into plowshares, you know, that famous pasuk. So we're not talking about converting to Yiddishkeit, we're talking about basic morality. They'll stop conducting war and so on. Tovia zei is metziyan teitzei teira dvar Hashem Yerushalayim asibe v'tam tzu l'chul v'neilcha. So then why is because from teira, from tziyan and from Yerushalayim comes the teira? That's why let's go up there. Why are they going to study Torah? Why is the Torah coming from there a reason why the Goyim and other nations should come to you, to Yerushalayim? Number two, thus is the Kefil Aloshin. Why is there a repetitive expression here? Metzion teitz Torah dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. From Tzion will come Torah, the word of Hashem Yerushalayim. Which seemed to be the same idea. Also, in regards to the previous pasuk or this pasuk itself, where it says, "And he will teach us his ways, and we will go in his pathways," which also seems to be saying the same thing. Why is there a repetition? Agam as bepashtus. And although on the simple level, of course, the pasuk is repeating it in order to emphasize it. You know, when you repeat something in two different ways, it emphasizes it. But in order to have for the poetry of the expression, you change the wording. You don't repeat the same word again and again. Yerushalayim Ashtot Tzion, first you call it Tzion and then you call it Yerushalayim. When Anshtot Teira Dvar Hashem, instead of saying Teira again, you say the word of Hashem. When Aldar Hazem, Yedeinu Midrachav, and the same is true also for the earlier part, and he will teach us his ways. V'neilcha Berchazim, when we walk in his pathways, K'mavur Mepharshim Tanach B'kam Mekremis, as it's explained in Mepharshim Tanach, that the Pasuk often does that, repeating things for emphasis, but changing it in order to have a nicer expression. So that can be understood simply. On the other hand, though, is the Torah, befrat in Torah shebaksav, in Torah in general, especially in the written Torah, alles betachos adiyuk, everything is written in a very precise way. Bizas melein top kama halachas fin ayitur or the shinur loshin in Torah. Until so far that we say that we can learn a number of different halachas from one extra letter or one change of an expression. So it is very particular and very meaningful. When afilu b'pshuta shel mikra, afilu b'shira, even in the simple understanding of a pasuk, the change of a word means something. And even in a shira, which is written in a poetic prose, is Rashi mefarish, kefal l'shoyin, is still Rashi in a shira, explains why the pasuk expresses it in twice. So even in a shira, which is written in poetic prose, it also needs to be explained. So certainly, so the same over here is das nishkan kefal loshim mit punktem zolben teichen. It's needless to say that it's not a repetitive word with the same exact meaning, nor as retzach veng tzveinyon, but it really expresses two different ideas, although similar but different. There is two different meanings to the words, and he will teach us his ways and we will walk in his pathways. And also in the reason that is given why we want to go in those ways, which is ki mitziyin teitzei Torah, because from Tzion will come Torah, is one thing, and Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim is another thing. They have slightly different meanings, or different meanings, and even though they're trying to emphasize the same thing. Okay, the comments will be explained. The chilek tzwischen Teire und Dvar Hashem. What is the difference between Teire and the word of Hashem? The Gemara zogt, Dvar Hashem zu halacha. The Gemara says that when it says Dvar Hashem, the word of Hashem, that refers to specifically halacha. Dvar halacha brura, which means the refined and clear and final word of halacha. Mashenken Torah, but when you talk about the word Torah, befrat ven es kum tzuzamen mit Dvar Hashem, especially when it's written in contrast, close to Dvar Hashem, so you have to make the difference between Torah and Dvar Hashem. So Torah has a different meaning. Is kolul oichin yonu shakla v'tarya. Torah also includes the discussion that takes place in Torah. Kasalka daitach, first versions and then rejected versions, and then ultimately these versions are rejected. But that is also included in the word Torah. Ubeprati says it to be more specific about this. We find in regards to what is called a minhag. This is the custom of how we do it. The Torah says about minhagim that in the place in which there is a minhag to do it in a certain way, that's how you should do it. As the Mishnah says, makom shenagu, in the place that the custom is to do it this way, you're required to do it this way. But there could be other places in which it should be done differently. Oich min yonei halacha, also in the matters of halacha, ken zayin achilik memakom lemakom, there sometimes can be a difference even in halacha between one place and another place. Obalash Nasha says the Shas expresses it as ba'asri de rab alocha kerab, that in the city where Rav was the Rav, that's the halacha, is the way Rav rules. Ba'asri de Shmuel, however, in the city where Shmuel was the Rav, halacha k'shmuel, the halacha would go follow Shmuel's opinion. So we see that even in halacha there could be a difference in places. Al deros afilu machlegis from Beshami and Beshilel. In a similar way, even the machlegis between Beshami and Beshilel, which are considered to be the two chief, the greatest tanoim, one of the greatest tanoim, Eidus is upgepas nivorim da halacha ke Beshilel, before the halacha was given, the final halacha was given, that the halacha follows Beshilel. Whenever there's a machlekes between Beshami and Beshilel, we follow Beshilel. Is yeder funzei hatzri gefit lo itzan shita? But before they decided that final halacha, that halacha is like Beshilel, each one, the Beshami did the way Shammai paskened, and Beshilel did it the way Beshilel paskened. Even though in the end, the ruling is only like Beshilel. And noch mehr, and even more so, afilu noch dem imad gepasken da locha bebisham Beshilel. Even after they did give the final ruling that halacha always follows Beshilel, bizas beshami b'makam Beshilel einem mishnah, and they go so far as to say that there is such a firm ruling in favor of Beshilel that in whenever there is a dispute between Beshami and Beshilel, we don't even consider Beshami's opinion anymore. It's always fixed as Beis Hillel's, the ruling is like Beis Hillel. Is Eilu Ve'Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim, even after we say that, even after we've already given a conclusive ruling like Beis Hillel, and Beis Shammai's opinion is not to be considered anymore, but we still say that both of them are the word of Hashem. Beis Shammai's opinion is still the word of Hashem, even though in Halacha we don't follow it at all. And it's out of the question to say as das Beshamay is nishkan chelik v'teira, that Beshamay's Hillel, in Beshamay's opinion, even though it was rejected, nobody would say that it's not a part of Teira. But damals hotter nishkan shachetz gans Teira. If somebody were to say that, then that person who says it has no connection to Teira, has removed himself from any connection to Teira. Derech Psaka Rambam, as the Rambam gives a ruling, about someone who would say that a certain matter in Teresh V'Opeh, this is Nishmeim Hashem, that if he says that this is not from Hashem, Chas V'Sholem, the Rambam says that he denies the entire Torah and Moshe Rabbeinu and so on. So if somebody were to say that Beis Shammai's opinion is not a chelik of Torah, he put himself into that category that the Rambam speaks of. Me is saying him as doing even more than this. Afil al kasalka salka daitoch unakashe in Gemara, even an original thought, original opinion, which the Gemara ultimately rejects, and even a kasha which gets its answer. Even they are considered Torah, which was given from Hashem. When Afilavaneina learned nor the Salkadaitoch and the Kasha from Torah, and even if somebody were to study only that original first thought, which ultimately got rejected, or if you were to learn only the question, and the question has an answer, therefore the question sort of is no longer valid because it got a good answer. But if he were to learn only that question or only that original opinion, and he didn't get to learn the ultimate, the final version of this opinion, or he didn't get to learn the answer to that question in this sitting, is a mechoy bebirchas haTorah. He would still have to make the bracha on the Torah because he studied Torah, even though he studied something which is ultimately rejected. When ezokta dem salkadaitach and kasha, and he would declare in this bracha about going to study this original opinion which is rejected, and that question, as that even this opinion which we ultimately reject, he declares that he gave us his Torah, meaning that this too is included in Hashem giving us his Torah. So all that is included in the term Torah. Hagam as ala deis machlekes un pluktes in Gemara, and although every opinion and every dispute and in the Gemara also the original thoughts in which were rejected and the questions in which God answers Zayin Achelik from Torah are in fact a part of Torah, as we say Elu Elu Divrei Elokim Chayim, that both of them are the word of Hashem. But ultimately the halacha is given only according to one opinion. As the Gemara expresses it, Vahavaya imoy, and Hashem is with him, Shalacha Gemaisa, because the halacha is like him. Halacha on deis chaluk is an bedugmas achilik fun shamavaya on shem elu dibrilikim chayim. So we notice a difference in the way the Gemara addresses the name of Hashem that the Gemara relates to halacha, and the one that it relates to elu ve'elu, that both opinions are correct. For halacha, he uses havaya. For elu ve'elu divrei elikim chayim, it uses the name of Hashem elikim. So halacha on deis chaluka zayin bedugmas achiluk from shem havaya and shem elikim chayim. The halacha and the different opinions can be boiled down to the difference between the name Havaya and the name Elokim. Those bei designer from the Zayin Shemesh Shenim Nimchakim. Both of them are, of course, holy, and they're one of the seven names which are not permitted to be erased, which means they have holiness. However, there's a difference. On says you do a debir bazen, we understand the difference, the explanation of how they're different. Elokim oich Elokim chayim, the name Elokim, even when you say Elokim Chayim, the living God, versus Hechaf and Elokim Stam, which is a higher level than ordinary Elokim, is Loshen Rabim, is Elokim, which means multiple. It expresses multiplicity. Which expresses the idea that Elokim contains within it many different options, many different approaches. Kaviyochel. The far is azoy oichen Torah, and because Elokim expresses that, that's why in Torah it's expressed that way too. As mitzad Elokim chayim, that from the name Elokim chayim is shayach derin and yischalkos from elu ve'elu. You can have differences of opinion, as expressed by the word elu ve'elu, this one and that one. There are two different opinions, but they're both part of Elokim. Aber Havaya is Shema Mefeirish, but the name Havaya is a higher level name. Shema Etzem, the name that expresses the essence of Hashem. Shema Meyuchad, the specific name, something that is closer to the essence of Hashem. L'maylam is Chalkos, that's beyond division into different parts. Vaz deriba vet from Shema Havaya nimshol d'inyan from Halacha Psuka, and that's why from Havaya, Havaya ime Halacha Kamaisei, that's why from there comes the final ruling in Torah, Dafke Ein Deya, only one opinion can be tolerated, can be supported by Halacha. Al derech zeh is ay dechilu tzvishin Torah and Dvar Havaya, and there's a similar difference between the term Torah and Dvar Havaya. Torah is kovel oich desfaras from the day of shein alaka meisam. Torah expresses all those opinions and ideas and thoughts which are not necessarily the final ruling. The oich de'eroz was mekemfel zei upland b'makom achar. And it also contains other lessons that can be brought out of this which are not related to halacha. Mashenkin dvar havaya versus vidi gemara zog dvar havaya zu halacha, whereas hadvar havaya, dvar Hashem, that pertains specifically to Allah. And thus is Kabbanus HaKosim Tzion Teitzei Torah Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. And that's what the Pasuk means when it says from Tzion comes Torah. From Dvar Hashem, it comes from Yerushalayim. The inyan from Torah is Fabunim Mitzion, the idea of Torah is connected to Tzion. And Dvar Havaya is connected to Yerushalayim. What does that mean? Says Yedua, as the Teichon HaMahus from Yedazach, Trik Tzichois in Irnomen. We know that the meaning and the theme of each thing and what it is defined by what its name is. Azoy is as oich benidin didanin, the same is true here. The nemen tzion in Yerushalayim, the names of tzion and Yerushalayim, agam beida batzeichen and the zolbashtad, even though both of them pertain to the same city, vayst yeder nomen oif abazunder inyun umayla in the shtad, each name expresses a different quality of that same city, of Yerushalayim. The nomen tziyah in Loshen Simen, Nukumayat Sivalachat Tziyunim. Then the word tziyah in the name tziyah, which means a sign, as brought out from this pasuk, set for yourself signs. Drikt is der inyan vasi is nor a simen von an ilui ruchni. It brings out about Yerushalayim that Yerushalayim represents a holy place. Not that it is a holy place, it represents a high level of holiness. Meaning to say, yuki yedua, as is known as Yerushalayim shlomate is mechuvenes keneged Yerushalayim shlomayla, that Yerushalayim in this world is aligned with Yerushalayim as it is in the spiritual spheres. The nom Yerushalayim vayis of the mayla fin Yerushalayim. Yes, so that's what Tzion is. Sorry. So Tzion represents that Yerushalayim down here is aligned with Yerushalayim as it is in the heavens. So in other words, it's an address it's a link to the higher Yerushalayim, to the spiritual, to the holy Yerushalayim. But Tzion doesn't express the holiness of the Yerushalayim down here. The nomi Yerushalayim, however, the name Yerushalayim vayistev the ma'alef in Yerushalayim vasis do in ir. That expresses the word Yerushalayim means Yerushalayim, perfect Yerushalayim, because that is there in Yerushalayim down here too. The estate the Medrash says v'nikri Yerushalayim. The reason the city is called Yerushalayim al shem Yira v'al shem Shalom, because it contains in it the name Yira, fear, reverence, and the name Shalom, complete. Oseisaz in Yerushalayim is the bechina Yira b'shleimus, that in the city of Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim is in its perfect and its highest state. Well, this is mazbid the pasuk, as we find in the pasuk leman tilmid yira Hashem elokecha kol hayomim, so that you will learn to fear Hashem all your life, all your days. This pasuk is written v'shteit b'maisa sheni. This pasuk is written in regards to maisa sheni, which one has to take to Yerushalayim and eat it there. So you have to spend time in Yerushalayim consuming your maisa sheni. So that's what the pasuk says, that when you're in Yerushalayim, you will learn to fear Hashem. As does was men hat gesehen mokem shchina v'kainim b'avedosam. That the fact that the person came to Yerushalayim and saw the place where the Shechina dwells, and he saw the Kohenim in their service, the Levim and the Chanim and the Levim as they sing in the Beis Hamikdash, he saw the Mamadim and he saw the Yisraelim as they stood over the carbon. It brought the person to fear Hashem. So Yerushalayim represents Yerushalayim. That's Yerushalayim down here. The two bechinas hanal, these two levels of tzion in Yerushalayim, zayin do oich in the dargis avodah from Eden, these also represent different levels of a personal service of a yid. Varim geshem b'de eibishto bachar b'eretz Yisrael, because just as Hashem chose Eretz Yisrael as His land, azoy eich bachar l'chalke Yisrael, so also He chose the yidden as His people. In other words, they share that idea that Hashem chose them both. So therefore, whatever is found in your Eretz Yisrael somehow is found within the Yidden as well. So just like in Yerushalayim, which is the chosen place within Eretz Yisrael, you have these two levels of Tzion and Yerushalayim, which represent two different levels. So also, by the Yidden in their service, there is also these two levels. Yerushalayim al shem Yirav al shem Shalem is, what does Yerushalayim, which means Yira and Shalem, the perfect Yerushalayim, what does it mean? In Aveda, the Madrega from Tachlis Ushlemus HaYirav HaBitl, this represents the ultimate and perfect fear of Hashem and Bittl to Hashem. Zayin Horeven and Ois Edel in Zich in an Eifen, as ein ganzer Metzias is Yira. This means a person works hard to refine himself, that he becomes a person who represents, who is Yiras Hashem. That's what he is. Bittl betachlis. He represents and he is, and that's what defines him, his Bittl to Hashem. Tzion Meloshen Simon. What does Tzion represent is der Eifen Aveide von Aiden durch welche er de Greich zu werna Tzion v'Simon von den Yonim Nailim in the Lekus Lamaila. That represents how a person becomes a sign that he represents. When you look at a Yid, you see that he represents something higher. He represents godliness from above. is noch in einem Zier von der Metzies und nicht betachtes Abittel. The person himself is not yet, has not reached absolute Bittel. He is who he is. He has a certain definition. He is defined by a certain personality. Aber sein Metzies ist also ausgearbeitet, but his personality has been refined to such a degree und ausgeedelt, as he is a simon of the Inyan Rishol Maila, that when you look at a yid, at this yid, you see that he represents holiness. He represents something from above. So there is a certain metzias, but the metzias defines and expresses something higher, godliness.
V'bald azer is a metzias, u'b'matzav izeh oich b'negetz zayin seichel.
And since he is a metzias, in other words, he does have a certain personality, and in the situation that he is currently, his seichel is also has its own personality. Since he is a metzias and his seichel also has a certain definition and a certain opinion, so therefore he works hard to understand Torah, but he understands Torah in the way that his seichel functions. So he understands it in his tzir, in the way that he is a person with seichel.
When the father's mitzion is teitzei Torah, that's why from tzion, where he represents something higher, but he has his own mitzias, that represents Torah. As we described Torah before, as tzion, as simon be'esen zayin ha-gedah from the episode of mitzias, that when he's tzion, which means that he represents something, but he himself also is, has a certain personality, is verbunden mit b'chinas Torah. That is connected to the level that we talked about before, which is called Torah, in Ir Shaykh, Ribi v'Ischalkos. That in that level of Torah, there is the possibility for different opinions.
Kenal Siv Dalet. As a yeis, as limedat v'asaga b'Torah, is leitza metzias. So because this person learns Torah that fits into his understanding of how Seichel works and how his logic works,
is it doch bemele in an oifen von Ribi v'Ischalkos? Kol echad kefi yasagose, kefi sherish nishmasu lemaila.
So therefore, of course, there would be different opinions within Torah, because each one understands it in the way his seichel works, and the way his neshama is defined, and where his neshama comes from, and therefore different people have different opinions and different ways of seeing things, even as they study Torah, and therefore mitziyin is connected to Torah.
Aber von deswegen, but although this is true,
since his personality, even his ego, even the little bit of personality that shine that is there, since it is only, he's worked on himself so that he wants to represent only something higher, something of holiness.
The Ribbe seine Svaras chulu chalokim von Teres Emes.
Therefore, even his way of thinking, it's his way of thinking, but it's all part of and within Torah.
And Teres Emes, un eilu veilu dirulikim chayim, is considered to be the word of Hashem. Das heißt, as the Svaras Rabbe is very nishtalshul, seine defaratziyim v'simen, which means the many opinions and ideas and concepts.
Why are there all these many different opinions? Because they evolve downward, they come down, they filter through downward, and therefore they still represent from where they come. They come from ribui habechinas v'zayin and dokav yochel and elikim chayim loshen rabim.
They come because within elikim chayim there is the possibility for multiplicity, and therefore when it comes down and it evolves downward through Torah into the mind of a yid, it comes, or to the mind of different Yidden, it comes in different ways. Each one understands it slightly differently.
And even though they understand it slightly differently, but it all comes from the same Elikim Chayim.
Avedos is nor benigeya sagas haTorah, but this is only true for understanding the ideas in Torah. Vos is nishva bunim et halacha lemaisa, which are not necessarily connected to halacha. If them is masvi b'chinis tzion, for that level of Torah, it's enough to be a sign that points to something bigger. when it says Nishta Hechrech, Onkomet zu Bechin Yerushalayim, and you don't have to necessarily reach the bittul that is expressed by Yerushalayim. B'shas es kum tobet zu Dvar Havaya zu Halacha. But when it comes to Halacha, as expressed by Dvar Havaya, if them is Nishmasvi Bechin Yerushalayim, for that it's not enough to have Tziyin. Medav hob Shleimus HaYiro, but then you have to have absolute Yiro. V'dvar Havayim Yerushalayim, as the word is V'dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, that it has to come from Yerushalayim. If you want to reach Dvar Havayim, the absolute halacha, the core of truth, you have to have absolute bittul.
G'mavur b'hemshach tavri samavav, as explained over there, as paskin in halacha b'emes lamitay, that in order to be able to paskin a halacha, that it should be it's the absolute truth and correct, kemenor duch shleimus hayira, can only be done when somebody reaches absolute yira and bittul. Hot meira tamach halila, that zayim tzak halacha nish zayim achubin kvirotz me'elyon. What does the yira here mean? When a rav is afraid, he trembles from the idea that if he makes a mistake, he could be leading somebody to do something which goes against halacha. Ad heipach rachman osam ferotz me'elyon, that he could be, if he rules something incorrectly, he could be leading somebody to do something that goes against the will of Hashem. And the fear of that yira, is what forces a yid to look again and again and to make sure that he got it right. So only through true yira can you reach the absolute truth of Torah and Allah, of halacha.
And he writes in parentheses,
even if the halacha that is being discussed now is one of the rabbinic rulings, and maybe not even what's considered to be one of the very most serious of the rabbinic rulings,
when a Philip blows Mashatamid Vasik Machadish,
even if it's talking about something which some young student, some novice student came up with a new idea, and that's what we're talking about.
The Baldas das Retzach Vegnemer Lemoshe Messina,
since still even that, what a novice student says is considered to be have been said to Moshe Messinai, Vegnerotzna Elyon, it's still dealing with the will of Hashem, expressing the will of Hashem.
Is doch kein chilek nishtzisa azach was der Rotzen Elyon hat gewollt as soll sein der Reise der Rabbanan.
So it makes no difference to this Rav whether the Eibishter decided that this thing that I want should be considered a Torah law. This thing that I want should be considered a rabbinic law. It makes no difference to him. It's the will of Hashem. What's the difference how he wants if it's considered a Torah law or a rabbinic law?
Hot meira azim psak halacha lemaisa,
he's still afraid that if his ruling that he tells somebody how to act was durdem v'tayit tona maisa bepeil, and as a result of this a yid will actually conduct his life according to the psak,
so zayin heb chazus shalom hepech ratzon elyon.
So he's equally afraid that it should go, it should be wrong, that he should paskin wrong. It doesn't matter whether it's a minor thing or a major thing.
Adi yira, and this kind of fear, ruf ba'im aroisa noch gressere und starkere yegia und amaka b'toyre,
and because of this fear, it compels him to look more deeply, to work more diligently, and to put a little more effort into finding the absolute truth about this ruling. Until he can find what is the absolute correct halacha on this matter. So paskening halacha comes from Yerushalayim, not from Mitzian.
And this is the pirush from Dvar Havayim Yerushalayim, and that's the meaning of the word of Hashem, which means halacha comes from Yerushalayim. Shleimus hayira, from absolute fear of Hashem, bechdeitzu mechabezayin da halacha lamitasa,
in order to be able to get the halacha, to get to the halacha as it is in its absolute truth, is nishmas begira stam. It's not enough to have general yiras Hashem.
The yiras ha'einish, like if somebody's afraid of being punished, that kind of yira, which is a lower level yira, or the fila hechera darga b'yira,
or even a higher level of yira, the fear of Hashem himself, it's not even that's not enough.
Da is noitik, over here it's essential. The shleimus deki yira, that you should come to the absolute perfection of yira. Shemalei yechavin l'rotz ne'elyon,
the fear that you may get it wrong and you may not understand what Hashem really wants in this case, that kind of fear was bring to the shleimus deki maskonah from halacha b'emes lamitay, and it's that kind of fear which will lead you to find the absolute correct
halacha on the matter. Zayin. Al pi anal vet mefashtein nocha inyan. Based on this, we can understand another idea. The seder of psukim fin ata reisa was mezok far akofis. The order of the psukim that are said before akofis, the ata reisa, and all those psukim, farendik tzich mid ki mitziyan teitzei teira dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. The final pasuk is ki mitziyan teitzei teira, this pasuk. Vaslachayra ain't a movin. Over here, the question needs to be asked. Bishleim adosav mezokt nor demechelik from pasuk in Yeshayahu umicha unish the ganzer pasuk. We can understand why. Mitziyan teitzei teira is only the second half of the pasuk. The first half is what we said at the beginning, neilcha baruch hayisav and so on. So we're only quoting half of the pasuk, which is also not usual to quote a half a pasuk, but we can understand that. Kema mazbe zayn bepashtus, that can be explained. Val nor der chelik from pasuk zayn teichen is negate to the psukim far akofis, because it's only this part of the pasuk which pertains to the idea of akofis. That's why we only quote the second half, say the second half of the pasuk. As is of an ishmuven, but what we do need to understand is favos men zokt euch the word ki. Why are we adding the word because? Because from tziyim will come teira. Vos verbindem tziyim a posuk als in tziyim stamed them onim from posuk. The word ki is like the connector between the beginning of the posuk and the second part of the posuk. Why are we doing that? Because from tziyim. So if you're only going to quote the second half of the posuk, why are you quoting the word ki? It should just say mitziyan teitzei teira medvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Vibalt chilas a pasuk zakmin is, since we're not saying the first half of the pasuk, why are we saying the word which connects the beginning to the end? Is donish negei klal? So it would seem that the word ki doesn't belong here at all. Muzman zogn as in a sinus tam from word ki by the psukim fun ata reisa. So we have to say that the word ki, which means because. So in other words, this is somehow giving a reason for something. What is it giving a reason to in the context of the psukim of Ata Reisa? But tzitzich nishtzumone from them pasuk is not referring to the beginning of the pasuk in which it appears, because we're not saying the beginning of that pasuk at this time. Fun Yeshayah Micha, not the pasuk from Yeshayah, nor tzum pasuk. What it pertains to is the pasuk was mezok free of farakofes. It's the one that is being said in Ata Reisa, the pasuk right before Mitziyan Teitzei Teira, which is Malchus Malchus Kol Elamim, your kingdom is the kingdom of all worlds, and Memshaltach B'chol Deir V'Deir, and your rulership is over every generation. So that's what Ki Mitziyan is pertaining to. It's not in any way a contradiction that in its source, which means in Yeshaya, where the pasuk is taken from, is mitziyan teitzei teira tam eftchilas hakosuf sham. There, the word ki and mitziyan, because mitziyan, is giving a reason for whatever appears in that pasuk. Which over there, it's not about malchus malchus kalilamin. So, and over here, we're making this the reason for Malchus Chamalchus Kalilamim. So that's not a problem. We find in a number of places that from the same reasoning comes different results, different resolutions. So therefore, just like Mitziyan could be the reason for the beginning of the pasuk in Yeshaya, it can also be the reason for the pasuk Malchus Chamalchus Kalilamin. So that's not in any way a problem. But at the same time, we have to say, as vibalda zelber inyam mitziyan teitzei teira is a tam of tzvei zachen, that since mitziyan teitzei teira now is understood to be a reason for two things, both for Malchus Chamalchus Kalilamin and also for Neil Chaber Chayso, the beginning of the pasuk in Yeshaya. So these two things, Malchus Chamalchus Kalilamim and the Neilcha Berachaysav, must be related somehow, because the same reason is what brings to those two conclusions. And this will be explained now. Ches, but Pashtus is Mashma. On the simple level that it's understood as the Tzvei, L'shoynes Malchus Chamalchus Kalilamim, the two expressions of this pasuk, your kingdom is the kingdom of all worlds, u'mamshaltach b'chol dever deir, and your rulership is over every generation, and halten zich dem selben teichen, seem to be the same concept. As we said before, they are repeated only for emphasis. And the words are changed on the different expressions only for the beauty of the prose. But based on what we said before, is moving as light pirush apnimi from the pasuk. That, as we said before, that the Torah is very specific, and if it says two different expressions, it means two different things. It is slightly different, but different. So what is the difference? The difference between melucha, kingdom, kingship, and memshala, which means rulership, melucha vet ongenomen beratzin. When a person accepts the king as the king, it's done out of free will. The people want the king. That's what melucha is. Like the Yidna Rosh Hashanah, we have to willingly accept Hashem. We have to ask Hashem to be our king. His kingship was willingly taken on themselves. Memshala is an eifen von shlita. Memshala means you rule over somebody. That means was veren ariv gitzvungen bal karchach. That can be done against their will. You rule over them, not necessarily because they want to, but because you rule, and it can be done against their will as well. They tzvei efanim malucha memshala. These two different types of ruling over somebody, whether as a king or as a ruler, kumim mitzad tzvei inyonim from mitzian teitzit teira und dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. The difference comes from the difference between Mitzi and Teitzit Torah and Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Und ba'avodas kol echad ba'achas, und azoyich in the beginning of Mitzi and Yerushalayim b'chlal. Both in the avodah, in the personal avodah of each person, as well as the general meaning of Mitzi and Teitzit Torah and Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Mitzad the bechina von Torah, from the perspective of Torah. Vastos is the limana Torah leid zayin avanu vasagi kanal, as we explained before, that Torah means learning and understanding Torah based on your own intellectual process. Is there oifna limud mitachayis and a gishmak? So when you learn Torah, it's with energy and with enjoyment and so on, because it's done in the way that you think, and so you relate to it well, so you enjoy it. Und God limit should maybe the meise is euch klolos kiyam a mitzvah shalemet euch ratzon v'einik. And since the study of Torah is what leads you to do your mitzvahs, and therefore it causes you, it leads you to do the mitzvahs with a geschmack. Das heißt, dass mit zad beginnes ziehen und teire ist der Kabbalah so malchus shemayim in an eifen von malchus chamalus kololam and beratzen. Which means that when you learn Torah in a way of mitzvah and teitzei Torah, which means you learned it with your own ideas, your own thought process, and so on. So it leads you to the type of Kabbalah's oil, which is done with geschmack, with your own, you understand it. So it comes with that kind of willing acceptance of Hashem's rulership, which is expressed by the word Malchuscha, Malchuscha Lelamin, kingdom, kingship. But when it comes to Dvar Havaya, to Paskin in Halacha L'maisa, as we said, that this means to give a ruling in Halacha. And the Noch Mekayim Zayin Dos and Peil Mamish, and then to follow through and to fulfill that Halacha. Is I've then Nish Genug De Havana V'Asoga Loid Zayin Seichel. For that we said before, it's not enough that you understand it in the way your mind works, and your mind processes work. In a Neifim Fun Tziyin, as what is expressed by the word tziyin, nor adarabe, but to the contrary, mitzayin seichel amurgish kenaramol kumitzamas konavos is nishka halacha behem islam mitai. If you were to use your own thought, your own way of thinking, you might turn away from the actual correct halacha. It might lead you astray. Und dafke dor bechinnish v'sholayim shleimus yir v'abitl, and it's only through Yerushalayim, which means perfect fear of Hashem. In other words, bittul, where you don't see things in the way you see them, but you accept, you want to see them in the way the Eibishter sees them. He forces himself and he completely nullifies himself, completely in every way. Only then can the true will of Hashem come through. Bechinas Havaya, what is said to be come from Havaya, and that is Mechaven Alocha Mem Zlamita, and then only then can he actually hope to be able to understand or get to the true and the truest of the Halacha. And then he behaves that way too. And this could happen even if you were to ask him, he would see it differently. But since he's made an effort to set himself aside and to set aside his way of thinking and to look only to what it is that Hashem might be saying here, is saying here, only then can you reach Halacha. So says that the limit of Torah from Dvar Havaya, in other words, that when a person studies Torah in the way of Dvar Havaya, from Halacha Lamaisa, Umbemeila Eich Dekim HaMitzvah Bechlala Kel Chosam, and therefore when he fulfills that mitzvah in that way, is the Dor Dekfi of a Bittel from Zaymetzias Dugmas Inin HaMemesholah, that's only if he subjugates himself to the meaning of Torah and to the opinions of Torah. Similar to what we say, memshola, which means that I do it because I am forced to do it. He subjugates me under his rulership. So, Dvar Hashem, Mirushalayim, which comes Mirushalayim, that is connected to memshaltocha b'chol darvader. Test. Vibald as Eden b'chlal and yedeid b'frat. Since the Jewish people, as a general rule, and every individual Jew also, dafen zech mishtadel zayin to the grech nishnor zayin egen shleimus, we have to make an effort to reach not only perfection in within our own metzias, nor euch bringe the ganze. Sorry, not only our own personal perfection, nor euch bringe the ganze weltle shleimus, but we are also charged with making sure that the whole world is reaches a level of perfection. When euch wie der Rambam paskend, and also as the Rambam rules, tziva Moshe Rabbeinu m'pia gvura, that Moshe Rabbeinu commanded us in the name of Hashem, lokov es kol boi oylam, that we should compel all the people of the world, lekabel mitzvah shenistava b'nei noyach, to accept the mitzvah that noyach was commanded. Und der Eif Nakiyim darf sein, she yekabel oisem v'yasa oisem epnei shetziva b'em HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'teira. And the way that they accept it is not that, oh yeah, this makes a lot of sense, we should really do it, but they have to accept it because this is what Hashem commanded in the Torah, v'yidienu al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu, which he let us know through Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's why they have to accept it, because it's Hashem's command through Moshe in the Torah. So therefore, is nishmaspik dozvot by Eden zainen dot Torah und varavaya. It's not enough that only Yidden have these two levels of Torah and Dvar Hashem. In zeira tzvei bechinas, in their two levels, nor as dav zayim etziyan teitze Torah Dvar Hashem dav aroiz gim Yerushalayim. It has to be. It also has to go out of Tzion. In other words, out to the nations as well, and it has to go out of Yerushalayim to reach the nations as well. So, durch Tzion, teitzei Torah, from Tzion coming forth Torah, peilt men euch bei amim rabim, we can also affect the other nations, the tenua from luchu v'yareinu midrachav, that they should go up to the mountain of Hashem and that he should teach us his ways, the inyan limud, the idea of studying. Und die inyanim from the inyanim from zayim mitzvah shalahem, studying the matters of the seven mitzvahs, the subjects of the seven mitzvahs, that also accepting the seven mitzvahs has to be in a way of bittul, that it's because Hashem commanded it. It's still connected to their understanding as well. So tziyan teitzei Torah means that they come to study, v'yareinu midrachav, he will teach us his ways, that's the idea of study. Is connected, as we said before, to the idea of understanding it in your own way. And then there is that Dvar Havaya comes from Yerushalayim, that leads to let us walk in his paths. The alicha oich meloshen halacha, the walk, the marching in his path, which the word halicha, walking, also has the similar word to the word halacha. Bepoil, in other words, that this is how they will act and behave. Vazdos is atnua from bittul betachlis. That expresses more the idea of bittul than the study of Torah, which is more the idea of understanding. folgen und tun dieselbe Mitzvahs wie es ist abidvarabaya to adhere to the seven mitzvahs as Hashem dictated them, as Hashem commanded them. So therefore, mitziyan teitze teiro, dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, connects to Nelcha Yerdeinu Midrachav, teaching us His ways, and we will walk in His paths. They also connect to tziyan teitze teiro and dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. When Azoy is Oich, Benegei the Tzeinon for Melochum Emshala, and the same is true also for the difference that we made between Melucha, Malchuscha, Malchuscha, Lulam, and Meshalta, Vachol Devadir, Azayatam, Vesiba, Kiz, and the Tzei Fanum for Mitziyim Rishalayim, that the Mitziyim Teitze Teiru, Varashem Rishalayim, is what leads to the two different approaches of Melucha or Memshala. Durch Mitziyim Teitze Teiru, and let's not forget that this is talking now we're talking about as it pertains to the other nations of the world. So through Mitziyan Teitze Teira, that accomplishes the Inyan of Malchuscha, Malchuscha Lulamim, and as Oich Velt, that also the rest of the world, Kol Olamim, all the worlds, meaning not only the Yidden, but all the worlds is Mekabel, them Inyan HaMalucha Beratzin accepts Hashem's rulership, in a way, in a willing way, because Teitzei Torah, it comes from Torah, from their own understanding. But then through Dvar Havaya, which comes from Yerushalayim, which is Shleimus Ha'ira V'Bitl, which expresses Bitl, this brings out that Hashem rules over them, over all the generations, as Velt, Bechol Der V'Doir, that the whole world, every generation, state in the Tenua from Tachos HaBitl Mitzad Memshala, is in a situation of Bitl, because of they are subjugated to the will of Hashem. Yud. Yeder inyan is faram v'yekumto b'eifen klali und v'yedrik tzichayz b'protis. Everything, every subject has its way, that its general theme, and then how it's expressed in details and specifics. Azay is asaych b'nidin didan. The same is true in our case. Af al piyaz b'chlolus red the pasuk in Yeshaya v'gnim zmandala osid. Even though as a general idea, the pasuk in Yeshaya is talking about the time of the future, the time of Mashiach, beis hamikdash ha-shlishi, the time of the third base mikdash was damel vetzayin the mitzian teitzah toyda dvar Hashem Yerushalayim betachlus hashleimus. That then the toyda that comes from tzian and dvar Hashem Yerushalayim will be in its ultimate perfection. Uvameila oich the shleimus from malchuscha malchuscha mashalter b'chol devadayr, and therefore will also lead to the perfect Hashem's rulership and kingship. Aber beproti is eine de zwei yonim avol nish b'shleimusim eingestellte besonderes manim. But if you look at it more specifically, in a more detail, they also pertain, although not in its perfect state, in different times, they apply to different times as well, not only to the time of Mashiach. Kishem v'sizdo in dem achilik zwischen zman habayis and zman hagolus, just like there is a difference in between the time of the Beis Hamikdash and the time of the Golus. In what way? Bezman habayis at meyeg v'nelukos begilui. During the time of the Beis Hamikdash, godliness was manifest. You could see it at certain times in certain ways. And for that reason, the avodah of the yidden at that time was more with love and with they had the will. They were motivated to do it because they saw godliness. Which of course gave them more geschmack, and they enjoyed and so on the avodah more. Mashenkim is man agolus, whereas on the other hand, in the time of golus, when alakus is nishmei begolui, where godliness is not manifest, is demel the avodah beikim etzad kabbalas oil yiru bittel. In the time of golus, the avodah is more out of acceptance, simple acceptance, yira, fear of Hashem, bittel, we are subservient, we express our subjugation to Hashem. Azoy is euch in der Avoide von Zmana Bayez Gufa for an Unterschied zwischen dem Zmana von Bayez Rish und dem Zmana von Bayez Sheni. Just like it's true in a general sense between the time of the Beis Hamikdash and the time of Golos, a similar difference can be understood in the difference between the time of the first Beis Hamikdash and the time of the second Beis Hamikdash. The Bayez Rish is geboid geworden durch Shlomo HaMelech. The first Beis Hamikdash was built through Shlomo HaMelech in the Zeit when Kaimes Irba Shlomusa, in a time when what is said that the moon was in its full
bright shine, meaning the Yidden were at a state of ascendancy. They were at their apex, at their high point.
Shleimus Agilu de Lukus from Bechinas Bina, or in Kabbalistic words, there was the fullest revelation of godliness in the level of Bina, Alma Dechiru, Dechiru, a world of freedom, was the Farzan in Eden Demel Givem B'matzav Chedus Meshuvah D'Agoyim, and that's why the Yidden were then in a situation where they were free of any kind of annoyances from the Goyim. Is the Gilui from Migdash and Vel Givem B'Eifen Naila. So therefore the revelation of the Beis HaMikdash as it extended to the world was on a higher level. When euch die Aveide von Eden ist dann gewähnt in Eifen von Gilui von Ava, so also the Aveide of Eden was in such a way. It was everything was understood. Spirituality was experienced. Therefore there was Ava. They had personal feelings of love to Hashem. Was das ist der Beginn von Zion, which is the idea of Zion, was man meditates a Torah canal, which we said before, that Zion takes a Torah, the talks about the personal feelings and understanding and so on that a person has and approaches his study of Torah and his kiyum mitzvahs. Aber in Zman from Bayesheni, but during the second Beis Hamikdash was demolished, is nishgiven the Gilui Anaza Eifen, that the revelation of godliness was not in the same way as during the first Beis Hamikdash. But the Gemara zokt, as the Gemara says, Ikaveda, I will be honored. Hashem said that if you go build the Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, out of wood, I will also be honored by it. But the word Ikaveda, Ikavdo, is Chaser Hay, is written without the Hay at the end. It should have a Hay, but it's written without the Hay. Why? Because Hay Dvarim Chaser B'Bayi Sheni, because there were five things that were missing from the second Beis HaMikdash, the Aron and the Urim V'Tumim and so on. When the Yidden seine gewen unter der Schlitte von Malchi Omas, and at that time also, the Yidden were under the dominion of the nations of the world. At the beginning it was of the Persians and so on, and it developed until finally the Romans. Is the Aveda Demogyan the Ikim at Yiru Bittel? So therefore the Aveda was not so much with Geschmack, because there wasn't so much revelation, and also there was not so much freedom, and therefore it was done more out of Yira and Bittel, similar to the way what we do in Golos. Bechin is Yerushalayim canal, which is expressed by Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. Al derech zeh is eich de chilek zwischen Malchus and Malchus kol olamim, umemshalta b'chol davedeir. The same difference can be understood in regards to the Malchuscha and Mamshaltacha. Bias hatzachoyz gedrikt in dem Unterschied zwischen de zwei Zmanim, as it is expressed in the difference between those two periods, the period of the first Beis HaMikdash and the second one. In Zman from Bayis Rishon is the Seder Anogi Geben Bechinas Malucha. In the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, we willingly accepted Hashem's kingship over us. Sai Benigei Eden, both in regards to the Eden Azeir Avaydas Geben in Amayfim from Malchus Seber Ratzin Kiblu, that their Avaydah, their relationship with Hashem was in a way that they willingly accepted Hashem's rulership. When Sai in or kingship. Sai in Velt, and the same is true also, had the world related to Hashem Bechlal, is given Azman from Menucha V'Shalva, that it was a time of tranquility, there was peace, and so in other words, the Goyim also did not, they also behaved, let's put it that way. But by Yesheni is given Be'ikah De'evim from Memshalot, but by the second Beis HaMikdash, it was more forced rulership. Saib Avaydah Yisrael, both in the terms of the Yidden's Avaydah, Avaydah B'Yira, that they did Avaydah out of fear of Hashem, Dor Kfiyah V'Hechrach, because they had to, because that's what Hashem wants, that's what you have to do. It was lacking in the Chayas that it and the Gishmak that they had in the first Beis HaMikdash. When Azoy Eichem Velt, and the same also was true for the other nations. As is given as man from Lachamas, this was a time of many wars were going on then, when against Eretz Yisrael. And Amim Rab Mam Shele given of Yidden, and there were many nations that enforced their rulership over the Yidden. Over Meila hat men gedaft onkum, and as is lozayn on as lozich oner mem shalter shukodesh baruch hu, and therefore the relationship with Hashem was not done out of willingness, but it was that Hashem rules, and this is what has to happen, and that's what you have to do. So now we understand the context of the first and the second Beis HaMikdash as it is expressed by Mem Shaltachov and all those differences that he's been teaching through the Sicha. Al pi kol hanal v'mefashtein the shaychas from the Gimel Beit HaMikdash to Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. And based on this, we can understand the difference, the connection between the three Beit HaMikdashes to Avraham, to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov. The avodah of Avraham is b'kav chesed midas ha'aba, Avraham oyavi. The avodah of Avraham, as is well known, is in the area of chesed, otherwise known as ava, as the pasuk says, Avraham, the one who loves me. The ribur is zayin avodah given be'ikir and mefarsin zayin magalus zayin elkus mo ma'il lamata. That's why his main avodah was to bring down godliness from above to below. Because b'dugma zeh is given the avodah by Yisrishim, which is similar to the way it happened in the first Beis HaMikdash, that Hashem's presence was manifest and clear in the Beis HaMikdash, in the world. And that's why this is connected more to the idea of Tziyan B'Teira. In Yonushul Avram, is das vas eriz atziyan v'simen tzu v'chines chesed shabatzilus. As we know that Avram Avinu represented, when you looked at Avram and his great emphasis on chesed, he represented chesed of atzilus. You looked at Avram, you saw chesed of atzilus. But since Chesed, Avram's Avodah, leads to Avas Hashem, to the love of Hashem, to his personal enjoyment of Hashem, when Avas Hashem afilu in the hechste madrege, and love of Hashem even in its highest level, Avram Avinu himself, is das yesh mishayim, it still expresses somewhat of a metzias, of your own metzias, of your own personality, I love Hashem. Avodas Yitzchak is bekaba gvura. On the other hand, Avodas Yitzchak is gvura. Bechinas yira bittel, as we know, gvura is the fear of Hashem. Bittel, k'mesh kosev pachad Yitzchak hayoli, as the pasuk says, and the fear of Yitzchak. So, in other words, Yitzchak represented the fear of Hashem. Is das bedugma to the bechina from avodah from Bayis Sheni. This is similar to the avodah in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. And that's the connection to Dvar Avaya, because it comes from Yira, which is what leads to Shleimus. Shleimus say Yira v'Bitl is given by Yitzchokin, because true Shleim, the perfect Yira and Bitl was expressed by Yitzchok. That was his Avayda. Meravidus is given by Avram. More Yira and Bitl was more the Avayda of Yitzchok than it was the Avayda of Avram. Connected to the second Beis HaMikdash. The Avodah from Yaakov, Bechira Avos. What is the Avodah of Yaakov, which is the chosen of the Avos? As is Bechinas Kavem Tzoy Tiferes. He represents the center, a combination of Chesed and Gvura, which is Tiferes. Versus Kol Beda Kavem, which is a combination of the two Kavem. Say Avodah Avram, Kav Chesed VaAva, which includes both the Avodah of Avram, Chesed and Ava, and Say Avodah Yitzchok, Kav Gvura VaYira. As well as the Avodah of Yitzchok, which is Gvura and Yira. On the Ribur is a connected by his Gimel, that's why he represents the third Beis HaMikdash, was Demult, but Zayin, the Eskalus from Beit HaMikdash, and then will be a merging of the two qualities of Chesed and Gvura, Tachlis HaShlemus from Gilui Elokus. There will be the absolute perfection of the revelation of godliness, which is represented by Avram. Noch mervis is given by Yisrishin, and will be even in a greater degree than in the first Beis HaMikdash. Bechinis tziyim b'teira, which is represented by the terms tziyim b'teira. Und zusammen damit wird euch sein der bittel v'tachlis ha'shleimus, and at the same time there will be absolute and perfect bittel in yira, the Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, which is brought out by the words Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. So based on all this, we will understand the tam was the nitzchi is the kekviyas from Mikdash Shlishi at Hashaychus Dafke to Yaakov. Why the eternity of the Beis HaMikdash and the fixed character of the third Beis HaMikdash is connected Dafke to Yaakov, and it's Dafke Yaakov that called it bias, gave it the term which means permanence. When euch viazoi das is negei to the amim rabim, and also how this pertains to the other nations. Was velm zogen lechuven ailo beisa leke Yaakov, because it is they who said, "Let us go up to the house of Yaakov, of the God of Yaakov." So in other words, that it has to pertain to them. They're the ones that are actually saying this. Kegen jeder mida in kedusha is da mida in l'um hazeh. Whatever mida there is in kedusha, whatever character trait there is in kedusha, there is a counter character trait in klipa. The same idea, but as it expresses negative and klipa. Vazi is menaget to the mida in kedusha, that it's that counter mida which opposes and clashes and tries to subdue and undermine that same mida as it is in kedusha.
Ava zara is the mida was ken menaget zayin to avas Hashem.
When a person has avas Hashem, that's a mida of ava chesed, but there can be also a love that is expressed to foreign things. The Yetzer Hara throws in a feeling of love and to be drawn to things which are negative. So that could undermine the love of Hashem.
Kegen Yiras Hashem, when a person experiences Yiras Hashem, which is a feeling of Gvura, ken zayin de nigud fin yira oikas.
The Yetzer Hara can throw in a feeling of anger, or other negative kind of expressions of yira, of gvura, which will compromise and counter and try to subdue and try to neutralize your yiras Hashem.
V'loshon Chazal, or as expressed by the Chazal, Avram yotzev emeni Yishmol, that from Avram came Yishmol. What does it mean from Avram came Yishmol? Ava funu umaze. Yishmol represents ava as well, but it's ava to things which are inappropriate. From Avram, from the Ava to Hashem, can result also Yishmo Ava to inappropriate things.
When Yitzchak yotzev emenu Esav, from Yitzchak came Esav,
Yira from the Umazeh,
that Esav represents power and strength and murder and so on, which is Yira, that kind of Gvura in a negative way, in an inappropriate way.
And the father's b'avodas Adam can zayin as yeder from the midas b'fnei atzma zol neshabim ken kiyum.
And therefore, when a person serves Hashem, it's possible that when you develop a certain midah, a certain good character trait, love for Hashem, but it doesn't last. It doesn't follow through.
V'mezetas in the tetzav olas hamidah. As we see this in actual the result of what happened by Avraham Avinu, in his Ava that he was bestowing on people, he was teaching people the midah of Ava, that the gain of Avraham Avinu at Megaya given them Nishgat Ken Kiyum, that all those people that Avraham converted, he brought them close to Hashem through Ava, but they didn't last. There was no continuity to it. They left it after a while. The reason is because they met up with other avas which countered the ava that Avram taught them, and therefore it didn't end up lasting. On the other hand, when by klipa, gvura cannot counter chesed of kedusha. Gvura has no connection to chesed of kedusha, so therefore it's only the same midah which is able to counter the midah of kedusha. The same midah in klipa can counter that same midah in kedusha, but they don't cross over. Gvura of klipa has no connection to ava of kedusha, and ava of klipa has no connection to gvura of kedusha. And the Alter says it's talking about bayis rishon or bayis sheni. The same holds true for the first bayis mikdash and the second, as yeder of zeh is given beikir in ein bechinu madrege,
because each of those bayis hamikdashes was expressed in one thrust, in one type of expression.
The Riber Hotzi in Zeig ken zayin ashlit v'lumazeh,
and therefore, since the first Beis Hamikdash was more of an expression of Ava, so therefore there was able to be come along an Ava which should compromise the Ava represented by the first Beis Hamikdash, by the Avoida of the first Beis Hamikdash, and therefore lead to its destruction.
And the same with the Gevurah.
Therefore, the first and the second Beis Hamikdash, which were each dependent on one Mida, on one type of Avaida, didn't have lasting power.
But when we get to the Mida of Yaakov Aziz, Kredel Beidekav and Chesed Gevurah,
which include both approaches of Chesed and Gevurah, Ken der Ribber auf Zeynisch sein, kein Menaget. Therefore, the negative cannot compromise it. The negative klippa of Chesed will not be able to compromise the Gevura that is found in the third Beis HaMikdash or in Yaakov, and the negative klippa of Gevura will not be able to compromise the Chesed in, did I say that again, twice or whatever, but the other one. When the river is dafke by Yankov, and that's why by Yaakov there was no Yishmol and there was no Esav. All of his children were perfect because he contained both, and therefore there was no ability to klippa to compromise what Yaakov stands for, and therefore all his children were tzaddikim. And the same is true also for the third Beis Hamikdash. Since the third Beis Hamikdash will have both approaches of Tzion and Yerushalayim, that's why from Yaakov comes an eternal Beis Hamikdash which cannot be undermined or compromised. Das ist euch der Tama Adgosha im Pasuk, and that's also why the Pasuk emphasizes V'holchu Amim Rabim, and many nations will go V'omru, and they will say L'chuvin Alel Har Hashem, let us go up on the mountain of Hashem El Beis El Kei Yaakov, to the house of the God of Yaakov, which he asked before, why does it say Beis? Und Ki is V'das is Mitzadam Tam Vos Ki Mitzian Teitze Teire V'Har Hashem Rishalayim. And the reason for this is expressed by Mitzian Teitze Teire, as the Pasuk says, because Mitzian Teitze Teire. To explain, Kishem V'Mezet Es Begashmius, just like we see it in the physical sense, as Poel Zayin Alef Atzveiten Kemen Demel V'Nyena Zet As Dervos Mon Be'em Meintes Mitanemes, just like if you ever want to have influence on someone else, you want to convince somebody of something, they have to see that you truly mean it, that this is really what you think.
So also in our matter, in order for the Yidden to be able to have influence in the world, in other words to have an effect on the world, it's not enough that a Yid can only express himself in one direction. He's good at Chesed, he's good at Gvura. The beginning of Tzion, not the beginning of Yerushalayim, or the Tzion of Yerushalayim, not as Dav Zayin Be'em Beide Kavim Tzazamen.
If you want to really have an impact, you have to have the both approaches, both of them. You have to relate to both. You have to be ready for both.
In the beginning of Tzion, the Torah Dav Zich Oner in Yerushalayim and Varavaya.
That in each of these levels, Tzion and Torah and Yerushalayim and Varavaya, which are two different types of expressions, in the Avodas Adam, you have to, in each one of them, you have to be able to see the other kav as well, the other approach as well. Thus, in Avodas Adam, meant us that in Avodas of a person, this means as in the Avodah B'Toich Av of a Seichel V'Oineg, when a Yid does Avodah, which is accompanied, it's with a feeling of Ava, and he's understanding it on his terms and so on, and he delights in it. At the same time, you have to be able to see that it's accompanied by a feeling of absolute bittul.
And the same is true in the conversely. In Bechinis Yerushalayim and Varavaya, that when a person experiences Yiddishkeit through Yerushalayim, absolute bittul, and which leads to halacha and so on,
you have to be able to see the delight that he takes in that absolute
bittul. And when you have a merging of these two levels of tzion and yerushalayim, demelt is das an inyan von emes, then it is truth.
Then the person is truly expressing his connection to Hashem, because it's expressed in every way, not only in one way.
Midas Shel Yaakov, which is the midah of Yaakov, das is zayin ganze metzias, because this is who the person really is, connected to the Eibishter, connected to Torah, and so on. V'meila is dam nishtok and hefsek v'shinuyim,
and therefore, when a person has it that way, then there will never be an interruption. Then it'll be eternal.
And the river is das the tam v'holchu amim rabbe v'holchu v'omru.
And And that's why this is the reason, meaning that's why ki mitzian, that's the reason for the nations will come, all the nations will come, and they will say, come, let us go up to the mountain of Hashem, to the house of Elokei Yaakov, and he will teach us his ways, and we will go in his ways, while thus is ma'ered the amim to limit that Torah in the inyan of Zayim Mitzvahs B'nei Da'ech, because this will motivate the nations as well, that they should first of all study Torah, Yerdeinu Merchaisav, Nidrachav, and also to the perfection that they should fulfill the mitzvah perfectly, that it will lead them to Neilcha Baruch Hashem, and this must come from the merging of Tzion Teitzei Torah and Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim from both perspectives, which is Yaakov, which is Emes, which is the third Beis Hamikdash, and that lasts eternally.